Shabbos halacha. However, if we're going to just keep it as simple when they learn the Gemara Chagiga, Kala, Masri, Mishnosa, it's very, very chum and chazal, then it makes it harder a person to become anything. So, it sounds very interesting. I'm coming to say kulas, but if I can't, I'm trying to say kulas, that will bring to a chumra. So the Emma says that another akdom we have to make before we see the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, where they are, what the halachas are. Obviously, the mail of learning about tzifas is a gewaldige mail, and no one's going to argue on that. There's actually last week in Be'era Parsha, there was at the end of the Be'era Parsha, there's a story about two businessmen that used to have a kriyas, they lived in Turkey. One of the Magid Mishlaim stood over this meister. They had the kriyas every single day, they used to work in the morning till 12 o'clock. After the afternoon, they sat and 3 hours with tzifas. Every single day, chok v'leyava. And they were such good friends, they made a deal with each other. When the nifta, then one person is going to tell the other person what's going on in Eilam Elyon. They came back and they said that because they had this kviyas, and even though there were certain averes that they had to be done with cheshbon on, but lemaisa, they're going to be saved. And they saw in his friend told him, a big wall appeared between all the mekatzrim game and he was saved in the schus and in Retzifus. We know that the Gaon says that someone in Retzifus, 6 hours Retzifus, the first machshava afterwards is Ruach HaKodesh. Obviously, the mile of learning with tzifas is gewaldig. No one's going to argue on that. But let's get down to see the lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, when Shulchan Aruch is brought, what the halacha is about this Indian. So in Yerden, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Simreish Mevav, there's a mefurish and mechaba sifut zayin, which says as follows. Eim is sichem a beis hamedrash, you can't shmuz in a beis hamedrash, you can't talk in a beis hamedrash, elo bedivre toya only in learning. Afilo mishan is atish, even someone who sneezes, ein oimim loy refuah beis hamedrash. You can't tell him, bless you, asik is in, asis, you can't even tell him refuah in a beis hamedrash, that itself is already called a hefsik. Sounds very chomo. Comes along the prisha, and says, amoyedik akula. He says, that maybe that was only in those days when they didn't used to look out of the sefer when they were learning. There used to be time in Klal Yisrael when people actually didn't even look out of the sefer when they were learning. Tremendous asmodah. So maybe in those days, that's when this halacha says. But nowadays, anyway, we're not careful so much. So therefore, you can say, as these things say, if we're saying bless you to someone here, someone sneezing. So the Taz is very annoyed with him and he said, I don't understand. This musig you find when it comes to Chosam and Krishma, you say that now really Chosam's possible saying Krishma the first night. But since nowadays we're not Mechavan anyway, so therefore, you know what? We're going to let our Chassanim say Krishma. So what you've achieved, you've made them say something more that they wouldn't have had to say without this. But now, if you're telling me this Kula, you're doing just the opposite. Really, the Aloch is, you can't talk in Mr. Medrash. Now, because of you're telling me that anyway we talk, so therefore we're going to make him more and we're going to let you say refuah. It doesn't add up. So the Taz is very annoyed and he says that they have to be very careful, Chazal are very machmer about it, and he shouldn't be makel, and the Rav should make sure all the Talmidim know. There's no excuses, even just to say one word, asus by itself is enough of a reason to, it's called already a hefsik, and you can't do that. However, if you carry on the other side of the Shulchan Aruch, we've got the Shach. And the Shach brings the Prisha, he matik the Prisha. Nowadays we're not careful, so therefore there's no problem saying a susa beis medrash. We carry on down the line, the poskim afterwards. Lor HaShulchan is matik the Shach and his mekel. And the Shulchan HaKarav and Hilchas Talmud Torah is machmi. So we've got a clear machlokes legabe this inyan on the whole Ashkof of the Noisa. Is it something which nowadays anyway we're mekel for and therefore there's some sort of kulas here? Or maybe packets for Emes Chomo? Oh, so the emes there's two noyes in here. One noyes is talking with Mr. Medrash, Loshan Mechab is talking with Mr. Medrash. But the Meister, the Pasuk, when they talk about it, sound like the Indian is be'ikka, not being mafti in the middle of learning. And the emes is that the Gemara talks about talking in the middle of learning, don't discuss the noyes on the Mr. Medrash, the Gemara Chagiga. Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet to abstract in the Mishnah Berurah on this noyes. Mishnah Berurah on Hilchas Shnayim Mikavech HaTargum, Erechayim Simereish Pehei, he says very clearly, he's got a halacha legabe this noisa. He writes there in Sivkotten Vov. Im Evshaloi, if it's possible, Shaloi Yafsik Shnai Mikavecha Targum, that he shouldn't make any interruption in the middle of Shnai Mikavecha Targum, Al Shum Dova, for anything at all, Hu Toiv V'yofa Mo'id. It's good and it's very nice. That's the language that he uses. Toiv V'yofa Mo'id. V'chein Re'isim. I'm a doctor, Kim Re'isim, and I see people that I could do this. V'chein Roy Le'bal Nefesh Lasis, and it's a very good mile to do this and Hoga, not be master middle of Shnai Mikro. What's the Mekoy, Shnai Knesset Agdoyle, V'shem Seyed Ayoim, V'chein Kosser Shach Reunim. So Sha'atzian asks Astira. If you look in the Behetiv, when he brings down this Indian, I'll not be master middle of Shnai Mikro, he says that there is a God to be master middle of Shnai Mikro. So you've got a blatant Astira. Here the Behetiv says that it's a Gombo, and here the other Achronim say it's a nice Indian, it's a shiny Zach, it's a good thing to be careful about. So Tamid Chachamim Mar Rishon LeBoilim, the Mishabur Shatzian, the Gemal Gishuv, and he says as follows: if you're middle of an Indian, then Medina, then the halach is not allowed to be mafsik. If you're up to a pay or samach, then you're allowed to be mafsik. And if you're still not mafsik, then this is the halacha of Tovi Yofa Moed, then it's a gewaldige mile not to be mafsik. So we have a clear achron mishavur on the whole noisa. If you're middle of an Indian, then we tell the halacha it's also to be mafsik. If you're between one Indian and another Indian, then it's a mile not to be mafsik. Sorry? Oh, so Chokl Yisrael. So this is if someone in Russia learns 1.5 Mishnayos every day. That's his kvius. So that's why he's fixed himself. He's not mastic in middle. Oh, so the Emes says you're right. It's not only by Pei or Samach. Somewhere where people have set up a seder of limud, every day he learns 2 psukim of Nacha. It's the middle of an Indian. But I've already set myself up to learn for this amount, or for this amount of time. Now, this chilek is very nice when it comes to a chumash. You've got a pay, you've got a samach, you've got maybe sheni, shlishi. What happens in the middle of a toitz, in the middle of a sugyo? Where's the Gemara finish? Someone wants to talk to me. I'm going to say, you see a shanai maker? I'm going to say, just 1 second, let me finish off to the pay. Oh, now what do you want? I want to talk to you now. But if you're in the middle of a Gemara, middle of a shanai, what's called the middle of an Indian? So the old sefer, about over 400 years old, called Yosef Oimetz, in the Hagma Frankfurt, and he was already cracks about this. He says, I was very, very bothered about keeping this halacha, I'm not being masked with learning. He says, whenever I learn at home, it sounds familiar. People come in, people come out, and they disturb me. And I don't know how to sort out this problem. Chazal are very machma about this, and I want to know what kulas. So he goes ahead and he suggests various kulas, which these kulas we see in other farm as well. And the Maisa, he finishes off, obviously, if you keep me machma, not be masked, it's going to be even better. But there, in the middle of this, in the middle of this shtickle, he explains how a person knows what's called a new Indian, what's called not an Indian. And he says as follows. He says that if you're learning something and you're going to stop and then carry on, when you carry on, what will you have to do? Will you have to recap where you're up to, or you can start from where you're up to? Meaning, if you were in the middle of learning and you've stopped and now you want to carry on, so if you can carry on straight away, then it's a riot, it's a new Indian. Sometimes even in the Gemara. It's a new memory from Amorim, no Shaykh is the earlier memory. So it's a new Noisa. It's the middle of the same Omer, there's no Pei, there's no Samach, there's not even 2 dots, but it's a completely new Indian. If, in order to learn the next line of the Gemara, you'll have to recap, we just said this and this, so you see that you're in the middle of an Indian. So therefore, that's going to be called the same Indian, and then you won't have this Kula of being mafsi between one Indian and another Indian. Now there's another Kula as well, which Yosef Oven suggests, and we find the same Kula in Sefer Machriyav and the Baal Teis Sarid. In Simon Samachvav, he writes as follows. He says, someone comes over to you, the middle of Birchas Krishna. So, halachically speaking, this is not done nowadays, because nowadays everyone understands that you don't do this. That's what it says in Halacha. But halachically speaking, the Mishnah Brochas, you are allowed to answer someone who asks you, Shalom Aleichem, you can answer about Meshiv Ibn Yasholim. Sometimes you can even show Ibn Akovah, there's Halacha, sometimes you can answer people. Now we know everyone, no one's going to be belided, no one's going to be gechepped if you don't answer middle of Kishma. You see, you say the way up, so everyone understands. When it comes to middle of learning, so people don't understand. Well, what's the problem? You're not middle of Shnai Mikra. People think, only Allah Shnai Mikra. What's the problem? I come and say hello to you. So he says, you can answer someone back and explain to him. You can even maybe say to him, I'm middle of learning now, I just want to finish off. Are you a mafsik by saying that? But that's answering a person back. Panya Shalom, that itself is enough of a kula. That itself was a kula. So a person that was in the middle of learning doesn't want to be a mafsik, and someone came over to him. How do you know this halacha? There's another kula that a mitzvah she'ir shalas is the ladei achirim is a furish halacha in Hilchas Talmud Torah that you mechuyev to be mafsik. We all got a mitzvah, no one else can do. You're the only person that can do it. She said, I can't do it now, middle of learning. Fine, but Torah has given all the mitzvahs, and you're now in a situation where no one else can do this mitzvah, only you. So that a person obviously has to weigh up in every situation whether he's including this kula or not. If he is, then that's going to be another kula to be able to be mastering in the middle of learning. Now there's an even bigger kula, which there's a famous story where the Vidit Shavarov, one of the Rabbonim in town, saw him speak about this noise, and he called me up and he told me this kula. And he told me as follows. There's a famous story, the Vidit Shavarov saw one, someone, Kiyadua, he was a big Melamus Chus of Klal Yisrael, and he saw someone in the palace in Tfilin, outside of this medrash, oiling his wagon to make sure the wheels work properly. So it turned out, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, look how tremendous the children are. Even when they're oiling the wagon, they're still walking around with talis and tefillin. So he still had to give all the iron, tell you his melamed chus. Probably afterwards he told the Yid off that he shouldn't be doing this, but darling, that's a separate parasha. But when he came to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's what he said. As I'm doing this Yid, even when he's doing something, Gashmis Gazak, he's got talis and tefillin on. So this is a musug, they call it B'ditch V'chakira. What are you in the middle of doing? Let's say someone in the middle of eating, and he's at home, and he wants to take a sefer to learn while he's eating, and you know he's in a minute someone's going to disturb him. So I can't stop, because I'm going to be mastic in the middle. But the teretz is, it's the other way around. You're not learning now. You're eating. Not while I'm eating, I'm also learning. So I haven't been mafsik, if I can't. I'm lying down in the bed, trying to fall asleep, I take a sleep. I'm going to stop in the middle. You're not learning now. You're trying to fall asleep. And while you're doing the other thing, you're also learning. So that's not going to be a problem. So he told me as follows. There's many times people nowadays, especially in today's generation, that people are home, there's young children around, and wives need to get hold of the husbands, v'chadoyma. So if you are really, the husband should be at home. This wife can't manage herself, she needs this help. But if she knows that if he goes to Beis Medrash, she'll be available for him if something urgent comes up, and he'll be able to get hold of him, so then he'll be able to go and learn. So the whole learning is only set up for Oifen, that he'll be able to answer her if she needs him. So therefore he's not being mafsik, because the whole learning in the Chathchila was set up in such a way. The person has Ashkaf as well, obviously has to know. If it's a bit of an important business meeting, then not necessarily to be disturbed. Obviously it depends what sort of relation he gives the Cheshivas of his learning, as Avada. But the master, lots of times, this is a Givaldi Gekula, a person realizes that he's in the middle of doing something, and he's also learning. So hey, he's not actually babysitting, he's allowed to go do his medrash, he is learning, but the master, because he's available to get hold of, so he'll have the Kula mitzvah, she can't call anyone else to come help her. And secondly, she's going to have this kula because he's in the middle of it. His whole learning was set up as such a oifen. However, so we have to add, there's another halacha in the Rechaim, Sim Kuflun Hei. The Mechaber says there that a person after he finishes davening, v'yikva eis lilmoy, she fixes a time to learn. So Baruch Hashem, Manchus is well set up to give all this opportunity to everyone to do. V'yikva eis lilmoy, to start have a kvias of learning, with tzorech she'oisei eis yir kavua, this time should be fixed. Shelo yavrenu afu musover aviyachav, even though he's going to make a lot of money. So you see that there's extra halacha, and Shabura talks about it, not to be mafsik in the time of kvias itim. Person have a designated time for half an hour, even longer, that he's got set aside for learning. That itself is a time when hishtakim imyuchad, and he can look at it as his shnai mikra of the day. That's a time when he should try to avoid, obviously if you see the telephone, no one else can answer. It's also going to depend, it's very hard to give a clear answer, because it's going to depend a lot on the metzius. Because the emissary, this question, I saw down in the Kovetzim nowadays, with Oitzah Chochm, is very easy to get hold of various contrasting that I've written about this noisa. And the Asaf Chai can ask you this question. Are you allowed to answer your phone in the middle of learning? Kedarka b'kodesh, one word, mutter. At the bottom, they bring down there that Remotcha Gross from Bnei Brak, he writes that obviously it's going to depend who the person is, what the call's all about. In your situation, everything has to be taken into account. But it's not pshat that it's osa. Person has to know at every matzav, is there someone that you know who it is and it's not so important? Person has to work on himself. Sometimes it's Eshlasa Dechaim, many times it is Eshlasa Dechaim. Sometimes if nothing will happen, you will call him back in half an hour. Sometimes if it's something on Panosa, then it's going to be negated. This halacha, that even if he's going to gain a lot of money, he still should think twice, because it shouldn't be a battle is Eis Kavua of learning. And the Mishabro brings the Yerushalmi, that person won't lose out by being careful on his time for learning. Whatever's Bashar for him, he'll get anyway. So to look at his phone, so before this Shia, a person thought, am I meant to look at my phone? If you look at your phone and you weighing up, what's that locha? Am I meant to be a masvik or not? Then he hasn't done anything wrong. Because maybe now his chiv is, and there's someone there that like, it's impossible to get a hold of afterwards. Depends how he's looking at his learning, but not many times, that's the metzius. It's very hard to give a definite answer. It's mutto or osta. Depends obviously on the person, who he is, what is he doing, who's calling him, where the metzius is. The person takes in cheshbonus, all these sort of noisim, it's going to be a lot easier for him to make the decision. Number one, we said that there's a kula of Bechlal of the Indian, it's more kuladik. Like maybe nowadays we're not so nizza, but that's only the Gav saying Rafur in the Beis HaMedrash. We don't see more than that. After you saw there's an Indian of Indian, not an Indian, you're going to call the person back when you finish the Mishnah, not going to answer in the middle. So therefore you've been careful being Indian, haven't been mafsik in the middle. So it's also going to be Mutter. Sometimes it's the Eish Lassas al Adachim. Sometimes it's going to be an Indian that his whole learning was set up as such Oifen. But nevertheless, there is certain times we find in the poskim that are even more chomu. The Moshe the Kavachayim brings some in the middle of Shashim Rashi the beginning is Kodesh Kedoshim, is even more careful, because it shouldn't be mafsik. The Shlach Kodesh brings some in Kabbalah, then it's even aggressor, Chiyav not to be mafsik. there's someone is a Beis Medrash, he has to take into cheshbon that other people might be disturbed, and he has to take that into account as well. The person has to take into account the Betzias from the Sviva, but it's not something that a person can say straight out that it's going to be Asa. But if a person knows all the various combinations of things that has to take into account, then it's going to make it a lot easier for him to decide if Haka is going to be mut for him to answer or not.
Yeah, very good.